Hunger and malnourishment have plagued parts of Africa for generations, and nearly as long as the problem has existed, scientists have been looking for solutions to the vexing complexities surrounding mass hunger. Just a few weeks ago, a team of MSU researchers received nearly $1.5 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to explore the benefits of a new type of crop called the perennial grain. This new research has the potential to alleviate chronic malnutrition in certain parts of Africa, and here to tell us more is the project's director, Sig Snap. Sig is an MSU professor of crops and soil ecology at the Kellogg Biological Station. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning, Mark.
What is a perennial crop, first of all? Let's make that distinction.
Certainly, it's a whole new type of crop. Usually, we grow crops for about 4 or 5 months. They're in the ground. Then we take a combine and we harvest them, right? Then there's nothing there for the next 6 months. However, this type of crop actually keeps growing. It comes back from the root and gives us a bit more capture of sunlight and certainly protects the soil for another 6 months and then gives us another crop at the end of about 11 months. So,
what crops are you looking at, and have they been around for a while, or are these new breeds?
They're kind of a new variation on an old theme.
Okay.
Believe it or not, in the 1930s, the Russians came up with something called perennial wheat, and then it was just sidelined. It was just kind of too far out there. So about 10 years ago, the Land Institute in Kansas and Washington State University revisited this idea of a perennial wheat crop that could keep regrowing each year for 3-4 years, kind of like your turf grass might do, just keep regrowing. And so that's kind of got the idea going.
You'll be focusing on Africa. Where exactly?
We're focusing in on five prototype areas. And those were particularly in Tanzania, Malawi, also in Ethiopia, as an example of northern Africa, where wheat is grown now, and then also Mali and Ghana in West Africa. So three regions, five countries.
Let's talk a little bit more again about the crops, though, that you are focusing on here, the perennials. Tell us about them each briefly.
Sure. So perennial wheat, as I mentioned, is a variation of annual wheat that we currently grow. Then there's sorghum. Perennial sorghum is a crop that is grown for a grain in Africa. Here in the U.S., it's used for mostly livestock feed, but it's a food, very important food in West Africa. So it makes sense to try out perennial sorghum. It's been developed again at Land Institute in Kansas and bring it to West Africa, see how it grows. Then finally, we have a version of a perennial legume. It's kind of like a bushy soybean. And it is being grown. I mean, there's a traditional type that is grown in southern Africa, Malawi. And also this is grown in the Caribbean and in India, but usually as a one-year bush. And so we're trying it out for 2 or 3 years. Pigeon pea, that one's called.
Pigeon pea.
Yes, pigeon pea.
Can any of these, would any of these be considered GMOs, genetically modified?
So far, the breeders have managed to produce them using traditional means by crossing the perennial relatives, such as grasses, with annual wheat, and then keep back crossing until they get the type of annual wheat that you and I use for bread. And then, but it still has the perennial trait like a grass.
Now, would that be a concern if any of these were genetically modified for you?
Well, in Africa, there's many places where it's not legal yet. I think only in South Africa can GMOs be currently grown. So it's good that these prototypes are all non-GMO so that actually legally they can be tried out in these different parts of Africa.
You have a multidisciplinary team that you've assembled. Tell us about them.
Absolutely. I'm very excited that we're bringing together three different colleges at Michigan State, including a crop breeder, crop modeler from geology. Co-PI is Joe.
Geology is involved?
Yes,
really?
Geology. Dr. Bruno Basso, recent hire at MSU. We have Dr. Joe Messina is the co-PI, so my partner in crime here, and he's is doing some of the mapping of where these new crops would grow, so he's in the geography department. Then we have in Department of Community Sustainability, we have Dr. Robbie Richardson and Dr. Laura Schmidt-Olabisi, a modeler and a social economist. So we're all working together. to, and it takes these different types of interdisciplinary efforts to map out where this new crop type might do well in Africa.
We're talking with Dr. Sig Snap, an MSU professor of crops and soil ecology at the Kellogg Biological Station, about work that she is about to launch in Africa on perennial crops. There's a cultural aspect to this as well. You have to think about the way people eat and sell food. What will you be looking at there?
Well, I want to emphasize that this isn't a done deal. We're not just extending these as a silver bullet to solve people's problems in Africa. This is a collaborative project with African experts. We're trying to see which of these crops might fit where. We think they have tremendous potential to even transform agriculture, because, as I said, they grow for 11 months instead of the traditional 4 or 5 months. But on the other hand, we want to make sure that they meet local needs. You know, people have very specific culinary traits that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. So we are working closely with African experts to make sure that these address, you know, different priorities. For example, sometimes labor is very short in some parts of Africa. So we want to see, will these reduce labor requirements or will they increase them?
You'll be measuring. You'll be doing an awful lot of measuring, from what I understand, yields and soil erosion and labor measurements that you have to make as well. Tell us about that.
Well, we hope to do that over the next decade. I mean, this is a long-term project. These are perennials. It takes time for them to regrow and for us to see what their yield is over 3-4 years. This is just the first step. It's a 2-year scoping grant. So we will actually be doing much more of evaluating, mapping, trying to see what will fit where, and expert opinion. We hope then to scale out some of these in the next few years. We only actually have crops on the ground in 2 countries at this point.
So your timeline, you're basically focusing on the next 2 years.
That's what this grant is covering. It's $1.5 million to scope out the potential risks and benefits of these new types of crops in different parts of Africa.
And the countries you're going to is determined largely by soil, by climate, by the conditions under which these perennial crops would grow?
Yes, and these are priority countries. USAID Feed the Future Initiative and also Gates Foundation have gone together and decided these 5 countries represent many of the different conditions in Africa and represent new market opportunities for growth in Africa. And so they chose these as priority countries, and we're coming in to see how these different crops might thrive there.
How much research do you have to go off of now regarding perennial crops? I mean, where are you starting from?
That's a really good question. There was just a meeting in Rome, the FAO, from United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, and they brought together experts, about 30 from around the world, in perennial grains. In fact, there's a number of videos of from that meeting of convening of experts. And it was pointed out that actually there hasn't been much invested yet in this. So a lot of people have done this as a hobby. So I would say we're really starting at the beginning here. A lot of excitement. We have a lot of new tools to bring to the table to check these out, such as mapping. We have much better information these days about different types of socioeconomic conditions. And, you know, MSU is an expert in African studies. And so we bring a lot to the table, but we're really at ground zero.
How much time do you expect to be spending in Africa here in the next couple of years?
Well, me and my team, we will be doing numerous trips to Africa. There's an extensive consultation that's going to be going on.
Where do you hope to be by the end of the grant? What's realistic and what's ideal?
That's a great question, Mark. Our goal is to both have maps of where these crops would thrive and what would be some of their environmental benefits, such as erosion protection, conservation of soil. And we expect to have pilot studies which have identified what are the next steps. Should there be more investments in genetics? Should there be more investments in participatory modeling, socioeconomics? What are the next steps that will test how these can make a difference in food security, as you said?
So there are advantages to some of these beyond productivity and nutrition. Some of them play a role in soil erosion. Some of them resist soil erosion better than others.
That's where these are transformative.
Okay. Is specifically in soil erosion?
Yes. Okay. We know that because perennials such as alfalfa or some of these perennial biofuel crops, we know that we can improve soils and reduce losses.
Well, plus they stay in the ground longer, I would think.
Exactly. Just the fact they're growing protects the soil.
Yeah.
But what we don't know is how much food we can produce. Because unlike alfalfa, hay, or perennial biofuels, these actually produce food. But how much and what type is important.
It's all very interesting. We've received a $1.5 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which will enable a team of MSU researchers to study perennial crops in Africa. We want to thank our guest, Sig Snap, an MSU professor of crops and soil ecology at the Kellogg Biological Station. Thank you and good luck.
Really appreciate this opportunity.